This goes to Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M, like Mary. Date or fax is 989-463-1713. Regarding Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, Parks, P-A-R-K-S. Date of birth 9/9/1944. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Parks with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was February 25th of last year, 2025. She's feeling well. She's had no hospitalizations since her last visit, no acute illnesses, and her weight is up 6 pounds over the last 12 months. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and she makes adequate amounts of urine. No edema. She does complain of intermittent fatigue, but no palpitations, dyspnea, or chest pain. Medications. I want to highlight the diltiazem. It's 300 milligram once daily. Lasix, 20 milligram daily. Hydralazine is 50 milligram 3 times a day. Lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. Sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram 2 times a day. Spironolactone is 12.5 milligram daily. Other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 222 pounds. Pulse is 77. Blood pressure, left forearm, large adult cuff is 130 over 64. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular. Abdomen is obese without ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 29th of 2026. Creatinine is 1.49. Estimated GFR is 35. This is a stable level. Calcium is 10.7. Previous levels were 10.4, 10.7. Sodium is 142. Potassium was 5.2 with slight hemolysis of the specimen. So I suspect that's falsely elevated. CO2 is 23. Phosphorus is 3.2. Albumin, 4.5. Hemoglobin, 10.9. Normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue having lab studies done monthly. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, bilaterally small kidneys. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.